Mim and the Anxious Artist, Travelling Bookshop, Book 3, written by Katrina Nanastad and read by Emmanuel Matana. Dad unhitches Flossie, then falls out the steps to the caravan door. By the time he turns around, Flossie has ambled over to one of the outside cafe tables and is helping herself to a salad, as though she's ordered it herself. Dad runs after her, apologising. I grab Nat by the hand, pull him inside the caravan, and shut the door behind us. We stand, side by side, and wait.
I love this bit, whispers Nat.
We both do. It's one of the best things about the travelling bookshop. Donk, donk, donk. The magic has begun. Donk, donk, donk. Nat stares up at me, his brown eyes wide.
There's never been a donking sound before.
Donk, donk, ma, donk. It's not the magic. It's Daisy, headbutting the door. He wants to come inside. I open up and Daisy bounces in, leaving purple and blue hoof prints on the floor. Coco flies in after him, circles the ceiling, and lands on my shoulder. I've barely shut the door when a humming sound fills the air.
Is this it?
Asks Nat. I shrug. The humming grows louder. Coco tilts her head towards mine and hums along. I nod. Now the magic has begun. It starts with the books. The words on the spines, all gold and silver, grow dull, as though covered in verdigris. They darken, darken, until they're all black. The humming sound grows even louder, and the black letters start to wriggle. One by one, they uncoil, stretch out and link with the letters of the neighbouring books, until they've become one continuous black wire. The wire now floats out from the books and rises up, draping itself back and forth across the ceiling. The hum turns into a buzz. Nat presses his hands to his ears. The buzz grows louder and louder, and bang! Sparks shower down from the ceiling. Nat and I drop to the floor and cover our heads. Daisy bleats with fright and flops to the floor between us. Coco flaps about, squawking, "Danger! Danger! Ark! Ark!" The sparks stop, and a hush fills the air. I look up and sigh with delight. The black wire has sprouted hundreds and hundreds of tiny light bulbs, all twinkling like stars. "Look, Nat!" I cry. "The names of the books have turned into fairy lights!"